Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Zvachim Daf Samach, the sixth parak Kodshei Kodshim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Yehuda said that Shlomo Melch was makdish the Azor HaFlor for bringing korbanos. Rava says that Rav Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of a korbanos, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azor HaFlor. He attempts to prove this from Rav Yehuda's statement that a Kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many Pesach Karbanos from the floor of the Azorah and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one carbon had spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that carbon. If Rav Yehuda holds the Azorah floor was valid even from matanos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof because perhaps he holds Shvicha Mekoch Adam Be'inan. We require pouring through a man's force, not where it spilled accidentally. The Gemara persists that if so, the Kohen should have poured this cup directly in its place onto the Azorah, not onto the Mizbeach. It counters Mishum de Be'inan Mitzvah Mina Muchar, because we require the mitzvah to be done in the best way. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar said, Mizbeach Shenifkam Ein Ochem Begino Shiyari Mincha. If the Mizbech is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The Pasuk says, V'ichu matzos etzel Mizbech, and eat the mincha unleavened next to the Mizbech. Since it can be eaten anywhere in the Azorah, not just near the Mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten b'zman shu shalim v'lo b'zman shu chaser, at a time when the Mizbech is whole and not when it is deficient. That Pasuk uses the expression Kodesh Kodashim, teaching that this law applies to all Kodesh Kodashim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to Kachim Kalim. And point number three, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachol Yala Adam Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim V'yachalenu B'zman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. A hekesh between Bechor Meiser Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too Meiser Sheni can only be eaten when there's a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara clarifies that if Rabbi Shmuel held Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asilu Avo, the original Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash sanctified its site for its time and forever, then one could even sacrifice it and eat a Bechor nowadays, even without the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he holds, Lo Kitchel Asilu Avo, it did not sanctify it forever, and his question is whether Yerushalayim is still considered Lifnei Hashem, in Hashem's presence, the requirement for eating by Sushani. Still, Rabbi Shmuel assumed that a Bechor cannot be eaten nowadays, even where the avodah was done before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, based on a hekesh between the meat of a Bechor and its blood, which requires a Mizbeach. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Yehuda said that Shlomo Melch was makdish the Azorah floor for bringing korbanos. Rava says that Rav Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of a korbanos, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor. He attempts to prove this from Rav Yehuda's statement that a Kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many Pesach Karbanos from the floor of the Azorah and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one carbon had spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that carbon. If Rav Yehuda holds the Azorah floor was valid even from matanos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof because perhaps he holds Shvicha Mekoch Adam Be'inan. We require pouring through a man's force, not where it spilled accidentally. The Gemara persists that if so, the Kohen should have poured this cup directly in its place onto the Azorah, not onto the Mizbeach. It counters Mishum de Be'inan Mitzvah Mina Muchar, because we require the mitzvah to be done in the best way. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar said, Mizbeach Shenifkam Ein Ochem Begino Shiyari Mincha. If the Mizbech is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The Pasuk says, V'ichu matzos etzel Mizbech, and eat the mincha unleavened next to the Mizbech. Since it can be eaten anywhere in the Azorah, not just near the Mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten b'zman shu shalim v'lo b'zman shu chaser, at a time when the Mizbech is whole and not when it is deficient. That Pasuk uses the expression Kodesh Kodashim, teaching that this law applies to all Kodesh Kodashim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to Kachim Kalim. And point number three, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachol Yala Adam Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim V'yachalenu B'zman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. A hekesh between Bechor Meiser Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too Meiser Sheni can only be eaten when there's a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara clarifies that if Rabbi Shmuel held Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asilu Avo, the original Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash sanctified its site for its time and forever, then one could even sacrifice it and eat eat a bechor nowadays, even without the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he holds, lo kidshu asid levo, it did not sanctify it forever, and his question is whether Yerushalayim is still considered, lifnei Hashem, in Hashem's presence, the requirement for eating by Zersheni. Still, Rabbi Shmuel assumed that a bechor cannot be eaten nowadays, even where the avoda was done before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, based on the hekesh between the meat of a bechor and its blood, which requires a mizbeach. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach, and this siman was suggested to us from Ellie Tabari from Texas, as well as from Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that samach is a smiley face, so we use smiley face stickers for the siman. So here goes. The boy who brought his model of the Azor to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder on Menachos, watch his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaser Sheni to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. So once again, in slow motion. The boy who brought his model of the Azorah to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be more on Daf Samach. The boy who brought his model of the Azorah to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo Melech was makdish the Azorah floor for bringing karbanas. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of karbanas, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor. He attempts to prove this from Rabbi Yehuda's statement that a kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many pesach karbanas from the floor of the Azorah and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one karban is spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that karban. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azorah floor was valid even for matnos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof. So if the boy who brought his model of the Azorah to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Mizbeach shenifkam. If the Mizbeach is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The pasuk says, Ve'achu matzos etzol ha-mizbeach, and eat the mincha unleavened next to the Mizbeach. Since it can't be eaten anywhere in the Azorah, not just near the Mizbeach, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten bizman shu shalim v'lo bizman shu chaser, at a time when the Mizbeach is whole and not when it's deficient. The pasuk uses the expression of Kodesh Kadoshim, teaching that this law applies to all Kachshei Kachshim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to Kachshim Kalim. So the boy who brought his model of the Azorah to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watched his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaser Sheni to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachu Yahu Adam Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim Yachlenu Bizman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. A hekesh between Bechor and Maaser Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too Maaser Sheni can only be eaten when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So once again, the boy who brought his model of the Azorah to school for show and tell and earned 2 smiley face stickers when he explained the blood may not be sprinkled on the Azorah floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watch his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaser Sheni to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher going, nu nu. So here goes. The Tamei shusher, who's permitted to be in a lushka next to the Azara, shouted, nu nu, shusher, nu nu. That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Tamei shusher, who is permitted to be in a lushka next to the Azara, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one is only chayav for entering the Azara while Tamei, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. This doesn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and the thickness of the Azara walls, because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, it's meant to exclude Ushakos, chambers which were Benuyas Bechol, Psuchos Lakodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochen Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only Midrabanan, but Midaraisa, they're not part of the Azara. So the Tamei Shusher, who was permitted to be in Alishka, next to the Azara, shouted nu-nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zerikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says, Menayin l'dam shenipsal b'shkias hachama, from where do we derive that blood becomes disqualified from a tanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel, on the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten, teaching, B'yom shata zoveach ata makriv, on the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. On the day that you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once Shkia passes, it's no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka, next to the Azara, shouted nu-nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zerikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different Lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shechita V'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Hamechasheva or Shlishi, one who intends during the Avodah of Hashlamim to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says the carbon remains valid, the Halo Intik Utsreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely Chutz Lizmano. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, the Itchile Me'achila, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered Chutz Lizmano. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we often use a long nose. So here goes. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, which reminds us, a Braisa presents a source that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. Ubsarm Yelach, Kachaza Etnufa Ukoshoka Yomin. And their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between Shlamim and Bechor, teaching that just as Shlamim is eaten for Shnei Yomim Mulayla Echad, Bechor is as well. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, which reminds us, the more brings a Malchokas if Himen of a Devar Achir is considered learned from a Hekesh. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when the man rushed by trying to get his Pesach eaten before Chatzos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, whether the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos or until the morning. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At his Numi's Bech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, that must be on Daf Nun Ches. At his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, which reminds us, the sixth parak begins, Kodshe Kachim Sheshchatim Barosh Mizbeach. If Kodshe Kachim were shechted on top of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki ilan nishchatu b'tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azor. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbeach is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbeach is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach actually stood in Tzafon. So at his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbeach in the Mizbeach's former floor space where Shechita would be Pasul, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan said that Rav Yossi bar Rav Yehuda agrees Shimshchatin connecting Bakarka Psulos, that if he shechted Kodshe Kachim on the ground opposite the Mizbeach, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbeach, it's invalid because he holds the space is in Darom. The Gemara clarifies that the case is Debatzir Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbeach to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbeach's former floor space. So, at his new Mizbeach exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbeach and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kodshe Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, while an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbeach in the Mizbeach's former floor space where Shechita would be Pasul, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Marach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbeach was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Tanaim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding placement of the second Maracha. Daf Nun Tes, so the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knights in shining armor, that must mean we're on Daf Nun tes. The knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech puzzling all Karbanas shechted from then on, which reminds us, Rav said, Mizbech shenifkam. If the Mizbech became damaged, all Karbanas which were shechted there are disqualified. Rav Yochanan went further and said that even Karbanas which were only shechted after the Mizbech was repaired are invalid, since they could not be shechted while it was damaged. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, Balei Chayim ein nidchim. Living creatures are not permanently rejected from being sacrificed and may be used after the disqualification ends. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balei Chayim nidchim. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all Karbanas, shechted from then on, had to dodge Karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azara because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Shlomo's dedication of the Mizbech, that he sanctified the interior of the courtyard where he brought numerous Karbanas, because the copper Mizbech, which was before Hashem, was too small to accommodate the Karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Dvarim Ksavim, the words mean as they are written, that Shlomo sanctified the Azara floor itself to enable burning Karbanas there because the Mizbech he had built was too small for so many Karbanas. The Gemara will explain accordingly that the Mizbech and the Choshes means Shlomo's stone Mizbech, which replaced Moshe's copper Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi objects. So the knights in shining armor at the Mizbech dedication ceremony, who nicked the Mizbech, puzzling all Karbanas shechted from then on, had to dodge Karbanas being brought on the floor of the Azar because the Mizbech was too small to contain them all, and jumped over two models commemorating the Mizbech of Moshe, one 5 amos square and 1 10, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe's Mizbech was not 5 amos square, as Rabbi Yossi holds, since it is described as Revua, square, which is also used to describe the Mizbech in Heskel. He says that just as that Mizbech's length refers to each direction from the center, Moshe's Mizbech was also 5 amos in each direction from the center, meaning 10 amos square. This allows for a marach of 36 square amos, 6x6, so if it can only accommodate 1,000 karbanas, then Shlomo's could not accommodate 142 times that amount. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn Dumb becomes disqualified for Zrika at Shkiyas HaChama? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Shlomim which were shechted before the doors of the Heichal were opened are possible? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that if one shechted kachim on the ground on the floor space of the Mizbech, it is possible? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have machlokes whether Moshe's Mizbech was 5 amos square or 10 amos square? That's on daf Nuntas. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss the din of one who's mechasheva or shlishi, who has a mind to eat the shomim meat on the third night? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we know that kachim cannot be eaten when the Mizbech is damaged? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that if the Mizbech was nifkam, it became damaged, all karbonas which were shechted there are disqualified? That's on daf Nuntes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an avoda? That's on daf Samach. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether the meaning of the southeast corner not having yesod means bebinyan in the actual building or bedamim in the blood applications? That's on daf Nundalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.